Hey, guy. What's up? What's up, everybody? Sorry. How you doing? We had a little late. Oh, were we? Oh, I didn't realize that was on the air. That's my bad.
A little late.
I think I turned the mics on a little too early. They caught us in the middle of our pre-show throat clearing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I sound weird or if my ears are clogged, or maybe it's both.
My ears are clogged. You sound a little like Kermit.
I sound nothing like Kermit.
Just a little like Kermit. I'm very surprised I could do this voice.
I didn't know it was in your repertoire.
I didn't either.
That's pretty. Are you going to be able to do it again?
I don't know.
You can do it. It's getting a little Arminian.
Right? It sounded a little foreign.
Would you offer me a nice sandwich, please? That's what it sounds like now. Hey, guys.
Please, I have a sandwich.
How are you doing out there? Mm. Taylor, Ballin, good to see you.
Mm.
Hope you guys are doing fantastic.
Robert.
I've been sick. You said it with such disdain.
Robert.
I've been sick since Thursday. So, yeah.
That sucks, bro.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't get sick, though.
Yeah, me too. It's probably on the way.
I don't think so.
Because Chris had
it for one day, and then I got it. So.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
I'm just going to keep trying to avoid you. I don't know, like they say with flu, like you're contagious before the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is with colds. Like, I don't know if, like, as long as you got a cold, you're contagious, or it's like the first 48 hours, or it's like the last 48 hours, or I'm not really sure how it works with colds, but...
I don't rightly know, sir.
We're just not going to make out today.
I don't rightly know, sir.
You're going to do drink it away, Seth, yeah. I streamed on Friday. We played Soul Calibur 6, and I drank almost half a bottle of DayQuil in about 3 hours.
Yeah,
you ever done that?
No.
It's fun.
I think rappers have. That's what they call lean.
Yeah, scissorp, dude. That's what Chat was telling me, that I was drinking all that scissorp, but it was a good time.
Oh, I bet it was.
About 2 o'clock, I just stood up and said, I'm done streaming.
I'm going to say, one of these days, you're going to take too much of this shit and die. You're going to die. Did you get your emote approved?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, see, there it is. Yeah, see, isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's a witch hat now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so good. Thanks for making it.
It
looks great, man.
Yeah, I thought so.
Look at that. Look at that holiday cheer, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, on Friday, I woke up, went and got the video game, went and got some DayQuil. I drank about probably a third of the bottle over from like 11 to 2:30, and maybe drank, you know, down to half the rest of the day. Took 3 sleeping pills, slept like a baby. Woke up Saturday, worked all day. I haven't really taken a lot of a scissor Saturday or today, though. Just a little bit. Just to kickstart the morning.
Yeah.
But they're like, don't drink this much, you know, or your liver will shut down. And
I've just been on pain meds the last few days.
Yeah, we'll get to you. Ball and Hubba says, boil water, throw some lemon and ginger in, makes me feel better when I'm feeling bad.
I don't trust your Canadian natural shit.
Well, here's my problem with it.
Robert.
Here's what I have to do to feel better. End. Okay, twist the cap off, take a swig. He has to boil water.
Oh, yeah.
He has to fill a pan up,
right?
Put it on the
oven.
But
you're putting all those chemicals in your body.
It's not even about that. It's more of, I want to move as little as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That's what I want to do. So he's got to, like, find his pan. And, like, mine are under the stove, so I got to bend. Like, I don't know, where do you keep your pans, man?
Under the stove.
Yeah, so you got to do all that bending.
Yeah.
And you got to pick it up, and then you got to put water in. That makes it heavy. And then you got to put it on the oven, and then you just got to stand there and watch water boil. And when you feel bad and you're just watching water boil, there's nothing worse.
It's just you want to stick your face.
Yeah, you're just contemplating your life, and you're just, God, this is awful. Yeah. Then you got to get some lemon and ginger, and I don't know about you, but this is America. We don't just have those things laying around. Definitely
don't have fresh lemons,
no.
For sure, no.
You even know where to get ginger? You don't even know what ginger looks like?
Yeah, it's like roots.
Do you have it?
No
one does, because it's America.
Yeah.
So we have to go to the store and get that. Then we have to mix it all together, and then I guess you breathe it, or you drink it, or I'm not totally sure.
Both.
So you got to wait for it to cool down a little bit, otherwise you're going to scorch your throat.
Which is probably the point. Where
I just get a bottle of DayQuil and just loop right down the gullet, done. And then I felt great, because I was out of it.
And you take a day off your life, each gloop.
It was, no, okay. Oh, no.
You went from 50 to 40, man, real quick.
Oh, no.
Real quick.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to affect that retirement savings that I don't have. I'm not going to be able to spend it now, man, because I'll be dead before retirement age. Thank God.
You want to get a boat?
No.
Why don't you want a boat?
Why would I want a boat?
To go boating.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll just borrow your boat, dude.
Okay.
There. Perfect. Works. Nah,
my boat's too expensive.
What do you mean?
You're going to have Jeeves, my butler, go out with you.
That's fine. I don't care. Jeeves sounds like a great guy.
Nah, he really doesn't like fat people.
Well, I'll push him overboard then. I don't care. Sorry, Jeeves slipped and fell. That's
Jeeves got sat on. He's missing his head now.
Yeah. So you've got a boat and a butler in this retirement scenario?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's Jeeves.
I'm going to invent quantum physics.
I think quantum physics has already been invented.
Yeah, but like a usable form of it.
Okay. Are you working on that in like your spare time, or is this like a five-year plan?
Mm-hmm. You know why it takes me so long to make your emotes?
Because you're working on quantum physics,
man.
Okay, all right. I guess if you're
E equals MC squared.
That's relativity, right? That's not quantum physics at all, is it?
No, not at all. No.
I didn't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything. Why are we talking about quantum physics?
Dude, I brought it up. We are a dumb.
We are not at all qualified to know anything
no
about quantum
how
physics.
I know
yet.
What to do and things.
Quantum physics for dummies coming this summer.
More than likely, I'm going to train someone famous physically.
Oh, now you're going to be a personal trainer to the stars?
That's going to be the most likely track to my life.
Okay.
Because I looked at all the classes that I'm going to need to take to get into coding. And
oh, no. Are you already done with this?
Fuck that, man.
Come on, man. You were so into it last week.
It looks terribly difficult. Also, I'm going to have to do group work. I hate people.
Remember, Nick George did this, and he went and got a master's in artificial intelligence, man.
No.
Don't you want to be like him?
No.
He's successful. He's attractive. I don't know what other things you need.
I got the first one. All right, I got the second one down.
I thought you were tired. I thought you said you had puff nip.
I mean, I do.
But you still consider yourself to be attractive?
Yeah, if you don't look at that part.
I mean, I would consider you to be attractive, so.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just need to find the right place.
Like, what
either
do you mean?
Either one, okay. There's no associate degree.
Why don't you just go get a business degree like every other person who doesn't know what they want?
Because what's that going to do?
It does nothing, but what's your degree do, period? You either want a degree.
If I want to go to learn to code, it's going to teach me how to code.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Do you want a degree to get a job that pays you more than what you're currently at, or do you want to learn something new?
Both.
Well, if you want to learn something new, then you're going to have to take the classes to learn it, man.
Yeah, like, no, I know. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't just, like, I got
I just want to do
knowledge
it
downloaded.
Alone. I hate people.
But you got to work with people.
I know.
Like, even after college, you're going to have to collaborate.
I know.
Like, software development isn't done by one guy.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I'm second-guessing this field of choice.
Yeah, so just go get a business degree. And then go get a job where you just enter stuff into a spreadsheet.
That sounds terrible.
Well, yeah. Work sucks, dude.
Not all work sucks.
All work sucks.
Your work sucks.
My work sucks because I'm poor as dirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, one day you might not be.
Well, right. One day you might be VP, and then you just sit in your office and you just watch YouTube all day while you make six figures. One day, man.
Nah, not one day. Worth nothing.
One day.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to figure it out.
I need you to go get this software development thing, dude, so I can milk it for all it's worth.
I can make you an app.
Or yeah.
Your own software.
You're already my designer. Now you can be my app maker.
Yep.
I literally will need no one else besides an accountant. You could go for accounting, too. That would also equally help if you wanted to do that.
Accounting?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Taxes are hard.
You want me to do your taxes? That sounds
terrible.
Well,
not currently, but if you go to college and learn, then you can do them.
Why?
Well, because Menace would do them for me, but he'll charge me 5% off the top. You won't.
I would.
No.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah. Now it's up to 15%. All your tax return to do your taxes.
Taylor said you had the stabby eyes. I need to watch myself. I didn't realize stabby eyes were a thing that I had to worry about, but now I'm terrified.
Taylor's been
of
watching the show for a year.
I know, that's
and
why.
Like 10, 8, 8, 10, 9, 9 was the number I was looking for. 9 more years before that.
Yep. She would recognize the stabby eyes.
She can recognize the stabby eyes.
I don't know why I've never noticed the stabby eyes. Maybe it's because every time I look at you, you're making the stab eyes at me, yeah. So that's just what I call Colby's face.
No, yeah, these are like, I don't know what these are. These are tired as fuck puffy eyes right now. These are the I took two muscle relaxers last night and they put me on my ass.
All right, let's get to it. First of all, okay, tell me about what's happening with your body right now. It's okay. I feel like every episode There's something wrong with you.
I know. I got my back fixed, and
like,
now
I know,
fucked up.
I know when you get
part.
To like 25 years old, your body starts breaking down. Like, that's just a well-known fact. But you are breaking down faster than any 25-year-old has in the history of time. You're like light speeding from 25 to 40 in 1 year.
I know.
What's going on, man?
I think I'm going too heavy in the gym. I think that's
okay.
my guess.
I've heard this several times from you.
Yeah.
Are you going to stop going so hard?
No. Nope.
So what did it do to you this time, man? What did it do?
The same fucking thing, man. Not my lower back. I've had this problem, like, before. I think I might have talked about it on here. My bench press technique is terrible, so it's pinched this trap right up here.
Okay.
Before.
Okay.
Except Friday, we went and did solely traps and shoulders.
Okay.
And, really fucked up.
Is Britt having any of these problems?
Her shoulder hurt, but not like this.
Okay. So, like...
She also doesn't do weight, heavy weight.
Yeah, but it's probably relative, right? Like, she's not as strong as you, so...
Yeah. But she also does higher repetitions, because she's trying to burn fat, and I'm trying to create muscle. Oh. Creating muscle, you need to do high weight, low reps, and then if you're trying to burn fat, you're tearing your muscle in half, low
man.
Weight, high reps.
Isn't that bad for your muscle?
No, that's what it needs to do to grow. Now,
I don't think that's
tore,
true.
I'm going to have traps like Tom Hardy.
I don't feel like that's true.
It's true.
I don't think that's how it
Let
works.
Let me believe what I want to believe.
But you're gonna be in a wheelchair, man.
Nah, I could walk. Can't really turn my head the other way, but...
Colby just tried to prove he can lift more than Britt. Is that what's happening? Try to show off still? Hey, bring that frigid air over here. I'm gonna... God, I pulled my muscle. It's going to make me look like Tom Hardy, though.
Yes, I can lift more than Britt.
Okay, don't get so aggressive.
Yes!
We all know you can.
Motherfucker.
We all know you can. No one is questioning your strength, okay? Don't yell at chat. Got the stabby eyes. Don't have the stabby eyes. You can't stab chat, all right?
Anywho, yeah, I pulled something in my trap right Ballin
here. Ballin says to prove it.
Prove what?
That you can lift more than Britt.
I lifted those tires for you, motherfuckers.
But Britt didn't lift it, so we don't know for sure if she can or can't.
I don't think she could lift the last one.
Mm. So you said I could lift more than Britt?
Yeah.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Have you? How much do you weigh?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably significantly less than her, or more than her?
No, I would say significantly less.
Significantly more.
Significantly less. So you had to. You told me before the show you went to emergency care.
Yeah.
So it hurt that bad?
Oh yeah.
Like you couldn't move, or like what did it feel like?
It felt like every time I moved my neck like this, it was shooting pain.
And so they what? Just gave you medicine?
They gave me a steroid shot.
Okay.
They gave me muscle relaxers.
Okay.
And they gave me a pack of steroids to use through the week if I need more.
What's the steroids do?
I don't know. It's a pain reliever. But
okay.
They call it a steroid shot.
Okay. Is it cortisone or whatever?
Yeah, that.
That? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the standard. If you're in severe pain, that's what they do for longevity-wise. But that hasn't kicked in yet.
What do you mean it hasn't kicked in?
It hasn't kicked in yet.
Cortisone, it's a shot. Really?
Yeah. It takes about 2 days for it to kick in.
It's a shot! What's it doing in there, making s'mores?
It's trying to find the problem, and then once it finds it,
it's not a robot.
It does. It's microbots.
Okay. They injected nanotech into Colby's shoulder to heal him, but it takes 2 days for the nanobots to find the problem and start repairing it. Okay. Maybe don't go so hard in the gym, dude.
Nah.
I'm worried about you. You know, you're like, don't
see,
drink the scissorp, and I'm
see,
like, please don't go so hard in the gym.
I can move my neck this far, guys.
Yeah?
That's better. I can move this one, like, down here, man. This one. I can't go past that without it hurting. So it's getting better.
Yeah?
Before that, I couldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you been to the gym since then?
Yeah.
Are you going tonight?
I want to, but no.
You just do legs or like...
Yeah. I really want to.
I mean, okay.
Because, I mean, the more days you take off, the more and more you're going to lose.
Okay.
You got to work at least a little. Like, I should not go heavy by any means, but I should do something.
Okay.
Because I've literally sat in bed. Oh, yeah. Also, we went to Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday.
Yeah.
I bought a brand new, like, sheets and...
Oh, yeah? What's the thread count, man?
Fuck the thread count. I felt the 1,000 thread count. Those suck.
What do you mean?
I don't like satin sheets.
Okay.
I don't like them. They're too...
Oh, you mean like the smooth ones?
Yeah, those fucking suck.
That's what rich people have, though, man.
Yeah,
don't
but they suck
rich?
Ass.
Yeah, they're horrible.
No, I found a fucking tri-blend material, t-shirt shit.
Yeah.
I got that. It's so much softer.
You know what? I got Amazon Basics microfiber jersey material.
Yeah, jersey.
It was, I think it's $15. It is perfect.
Yeah.
It's soft.
It's so soft.
I don't know who makes the thread count racket, but it is
bullshit.
A racket, dude.
It's bullshit. Yeah, that might have been a thing before they found out about rayon. And combining that with polyester and cotton,
I don't know, man.
To create a tri-blend to where it's the softest fucking shit on the planet.
I don't know, man.
And then I got an UGG comforter.
Like the boots?
Yeah, like the boots.
What is it, like sheep fur?
Dude, it's so soft.
What?
It's the softest thing ever.
I didn't know UGG made comforters.
Yeah, man, they make a whole bunch of shit.
We have to look this up. UGG comforter.
Look at that, right there. My God, dude. Is this it? Is it blue like this?
What's the name? I can tell you based on the name.
UGG Larson.
No.
UGG Sunwashed.
No.
UGG Tarney.
No.
UGG Clifton.
I think that's it.
The Clifton.
Yeah,
right here.
The Clifton is what I got.
Let's look at Colby's comforter. This right here?
Mm.
Yeah, that looks nice. I mean, it's not a twin, but look at that, man. What color did you get?
I think it's navy.
Navy. So this one right here. Dude, that looks nice.
I think that's it.
That looks nice, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, look, it's got little fur around.
Yeah, man,
around the pillows,
it's
man.
It's the softest thing I've ever bought in my life. Give it was about $90, but
that's not bad for a comforter,
really
though. Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, honestly,
and
it's
was,
not bad.
It's so nice.
Yeah, $89.99.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Wow, Cuddle Duds is superior. Never even heard of it. Never even heard of it. I want to read, like, the stats on it, man. Like, why can't they tell me, like, the... Here we go. Reverses to Cozy Sherpa.
Yeah, both sides are pretty soft.
See, I want to know, like, what it is. 100% polyester. Yeah, dude, it's all those fake science fibers, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's what works, dude. It's what works.
Yeah, I was very concerned about it being, like, staticky. Since, you know, fleece, polyester
right.
Shit.
How thick is it?
It's pretty, it's definitely not as thick as my comforter was, but it's good.
Keeps you warm?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, here's what I got right here, dude. Literally, this is it. This is my sheet set. I think mine's like a dark gray, but it's the same thing. Get out of here with your crap. Leave. How do I get rid of it? Who cares? It's too much work. This is mine right here. $19.99 for this sheet set.
How does it feel?
It feels incredible.
Mm.
It feels incredible, dude. It's just microfiber. That's all it is, man. Been sleeping on it for over a year. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Science fibers, more like libers. Oh, my God, dude. It's a good pun, though. I got to give him
that. That's not that good.
It's pretty good.
That's not that good.
I mean, I like it. I think it's good.
He could step up his game.
You're just mad that he said you don't think he can't. He said you can't lift as much as
no,
that.
Not at all.
I think you are.
What's in your cart there, friend?
A mouse that I want.
You want a new mouse?
I want a wireless mouse.
Why do you want a wireless mouse?
Because wires suck.
Mm.
So,
why that one?
I don't know. People on Reddit said it's good.
Oh yeah.
I just put stuff in my cart whenever I hear the things are good. Doesn't mean I'm gonna buy it. It just means like, hey, if I ever need a mouse,
yeah,
this is in my cart and I know it's good. Like, my Save for Later has, like, 80 things. Like, look, I have 16 things in Save for Later. Just because, like, one day, I may buy something.
Yeah.
You know? That's nice. Like that good wireless mouse. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah.
Why are you judging me for my mouse, man?
Yeah, because.
Like, I don't need the mouse. I just, you know, okay, so everyone, see, here's what's in my cart, dude. Look at this. Wire ties. Okay? An audio cable. The board game Munchkin. Okay. This clock that has a timer that you made fun of me for. A couple wedding rings that Chris thinks I would like. That's what I got in there.
I don't think I have a Save for Later list.
You should, man. It's great. It's really good because you put stuff in the Save for Later, and then you go back like 2 weeks, and you're like, do I really want this? This is garbage. And then you get it out of there. Then you save money.
I mean, the only list I have is my wish list.
Okay, what's on your wish list, man?
A 7-piece drum microphone kit.
Okay, that's from 6 years ago.
A men's casual cotton military jacket.
What? Okay.
A benchtop thickness planer.
That's for your woodworking?
Yep.
Okay. How much is that, just out of curiosity?
That is $244.
Okay, that doesn't seem too bad, right?
Nah. And then a men's casual military windbreaker jacket, cotton standard.
You into jackets?
Yeah, man. I like jackets.
Okay. Okay.
And there's no cool jackets where I can buy here in town.
Hey, man, you just got to go to Kansas City or Oklahoma City.
Why?
Because that's where stores are. Because here sucks.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you got to go. Mm-hmm. Britt said that everyone has a save for later list, so.
Well, yeah, yeah. I just don't know how to get to it.
You go to your cart.
Oh, is that where I go?
Yeah, you go to cart, and then you scroll down. Your shopping cart is empty.
Yeah.
He has no save for later.
No.
He has no save for later.
No.
So.
If anything, I add it to a list.
Right.
Here's, see, here's what should be in my save for laters, though. Fucking lifting shoes.
Lifting shoes?
Lifting shoes.
Yeah. Why?
Because they're going to help with my squat and deadlift.
Oh, my God. No, they won't.
They
they're
will.
Just shoes.
No, they will.
How do they help?
By giving you an angled foot. They've got a really high heel. And so having your foot angled down puts less stress on
your calf. Put stilettos on then, man.
No, those aren't stable at all. Wedges would be great. But then, yeah, Britt wants to buy them. Britt wants to buy them for me. I'm like, no, they're fucking $200.
You're throwing your shoulder out. You got to get them now.
Yeah, see?
You got to get to the point in your relationship like Chris and I are at.
That's my...
Where I'm like... you want that? Okay, I'll buy it for you. It's a Christmas present. Merry Christmas. And I just buy it and there it's over. Okay, you don't need to open crap on Christmas. You know what the best Christmas is? Sleeping in. What's your face doing right now?
I'm looking at it. It looks real weird, man.
It was very strange.
It looked like a fish.
Oh. It's definitely the time of year that you can't buy stuff for yourself.
I'm timing
Taylor,
out.
Come on. Come on, ladies. Just buy it for us now and then say it's our Christmas present.
Yep.
If Colby existed... Okay, I started this wrong because you do exist. In a perfect world where Colby couldn't be judged for his decisions, he would wake up December 25th and it would be no different than any other day. It's just made special because the people around him want it to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like my birthday. I don't care at all about my birthday. Okay, so the only people that make my birthday a special day are the people who think it's special because it's my birthday. And so then I think it's special because they do. When in reality, it just means, hey, you're 32 now, fatty. Congratulations, I'm making it another year around the sun. Woohoo. That's all it means.
I kind of like the tradition of Christmas.
I like the tree. I like the season.
I like the lights. I like that.
I like giving gifts.
Time. Then the whole morning aspect of the Christmas
I don't care
day.
At all about the morning.
I like the morning.
My favorite is when
mainly
my wife and I agree
it's
no
one of
gifts
the days.
Because paying bills is more important. Ball, and that's exactly what I say. Hey, by the way, hi, Nintendo Master. I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing, dude? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to. Ball and Hobo is what? On the right level. He's with me. He's with me. Like, we don't need gifts this year. Let's pay for electricity.
I like trains.
That's what Chris and I have been doing for like the past... Dude, yeah. I also like trains for Christmas. Those are cool. Christmas trains. I like all the same. I like the decorations. You know? But that's nothing to do with the morning. I don't like waking up at 6 a.m. so I can open my uncle's socks. You know? Not that I don't like my socks from my uncle. I do. I appreciate his socks.
I think
socks.
Mainly it's the only time I really get up that early on a day I have off work.
Right, but so wouldn't you like rather it. Not?
No, I like it.
See, he can't tell the truth.
One day a year I can truth. Wake up early when I don't have to. Especially when I'm getting gifts.
There's always more to get him, Britt. There's always more to get him, okay? If you need ideas, come to me. I'll tell you what to get him. It's called health insurance because apparently he's going to need it because he's not going to stop going ham at the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he needs.
I need just a lifetime supply of pain meds.
Yes. Yes. Find a dealer and then just get him drugs.
It worked for House, man. It can work for me.
Right. Well, I'm with El Papa. Like, I'm always up early now. Like, the other day I slept in. It was 8 o'clock when I woke up.
Like, I went to bed at 9 o'clock last night.
Dude, it's glorious. How you feel?
Great.
Yeah. It's because that the muscle relaxers knocked you out. Is that why?
Yeah.
The joy on people's face is worth it? Maybe that's what we don't get. Like, I don't have... Does your face show
like
joy?
People.
Yeah, see? Is that what you want to see on Christmas morning? That is not what you want. You do not want to wake up and see that. This is what you're going to see. Hey.
Probably worse.
Hey, Colby, congrats. Hey, man, I got you a bottle opener, man. It's got a little bit of tissue on it, too, so you know it's good.
Is that your sick tissue?
I mean, it's clean.
Get that sick tissue off of me.
Right, sorry, you didn't like your present.
No.
Yeah, I saw that Canada has legalized weed now, and I also
best
saw
painkiller?
That they're
no.
out of it. Like, Canada, like, no pun intended, burned through their weed supply in, like, 5 days.
I mean, probably.
I mean, I feel happiness. I don't want to make it sound like I don't like giving and getting gifts. I do.
If
I guess I'm just
faces
saying, like,
don't really show it very well.
To me, the happiness is no different whether I receive the happiness on November 20th because it's Black Friday and there's a deal that I want that day, so Chris buys it for me.
Right.
Or if it's December 25th. There's no difference to me. Like, I don't wake up and be like, wow, I wish I could open a gift today because I opened one a while ago. It's the same thing. Like, I don't feel like I got gypped, you know? What is happening with your face today, man? November 20th is his birthday. All right, everyone write that down.
Who?
El Papa.
La Papa de Papa de Papa?
Yeah, his birthday's the 20th, so.
Boy.
I don't know. But anyway, my point is, buy your stupid shoes, man. Buy your shoes.
I'll buy them.
Buy them.
I'm buying them right now.
Buy your shoes.
I mean,
then,
secretly, I already bought them, and Britt doesn't know.
There you go. See? See, and if Britt loved you, she wouldn't have a problem getting you a new gift, so.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I got her, though. I could see. I just like to make her rage. That's all I want. Hey, man. How's Britt doing with the Red Sox going to the World Series? How's it affecting your life? Is it a positive or a negative effect?
Well, it's probably going to be a negative, depending on if they win or not.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But so far, it's great.
We're dropping a lot of frames.
Yeah.
You see that?
I do.
It's annoying.
Why is it doing that?
I don't know why it's doing that. Sometimes I think it's my laptop. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel like a nut.
A nut?
See, I turned off my Wi-Fi on my laptop. Boom. No more drop frames. Think that's what it is?
But now I can't see chat.
No, you can. Because it's still hardwired.
What?
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Then why is your Wi-Fi even on?
Because sometimes I airdrop stuff to me from my phone.
Well, now can't you do it? You upgraded this, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, then can't you do that anyways?
I don't know.
I thought that was a story recently, or back when they started it, that Apple. If you turn the Wi-Fi on your phone off, it's technically not completely off.
Well, no,
Apple,
it's the Wi-Fi. That's not my
it.
Phone. It's the my laptop.
Right.
Have Wi-Fi.
Why wouldn't it be the same thing with the laptop?
I don't know, man. My laptop is bloated and it's old, okay?
Try it.
You don't think I've tried it?
Try it.
The only reason I turned it back on is because it didn't work.
Mm.
I literally, look, I'll go to Finder for you, man. Finder. Okay? AirDrop. AirDrop lets you send files wirelessly to people around you to use AirDrop. Turn on Wi-Fi. Okay? You happy?
That's dumb.
You happy, man?
That's super dumb.
It is. Do your Christmas shopping after Christmas when they do all those deals and sales. Everything is half off. I mean, that's when we get decorations and stuff, man. What is happening?
Like that. That's
yeah,
not.
That's your neck. That's just your neck.
That's not good.
No, that I think that's totally fine.
Ow. I can't do it the other way.
I think my neck, well, my neck's too fat. You can't see it.
Nah, that muscle shouldn't be there.
I don't feel a muscle there.
And
Dude, stop going to the gym. You're gonna die.
Like, when I do shrugs, like right around here, like there's
to show off your chest.
There's a muscle here, and then there's a cavity like right here. There's just like a cave that goes down.
Would you stop going to the gym?
Nah.
You gotta either do one of two things, okay? You either gotta stop going to the gym, or you gotta stop complaining about how the gym hurts you.
Nah, I'm gonna do
because it's getting to the point now where I feel like you're humble bragging. Oh, man, I went so hard at the gym, I can barely move my neck. That's what I feel like starting to get to that point. Like, I don't feel like you think you're doing it, but I think you might be doing a little bit of it.
I mean, yeah, sure. I ain't trying to hide the fact I go to the gym.
We know you aren't hiding the fact. We're very aware.
Well, then it's not humble bragging when I'm just being like, yeah,
so it's just bragging?
Yeah.
But you want a little bit of sympathy for how...
I mean, yes, please give me some sympathy because my neck hurts.
Yeah, but it only hurts because you went to the gym so hard.
And by... Yeah.
Yeah, so see, it's
why,
a humble
why
brag.
Do you do this so hard?
Colbert, are you still feeling those painkillers? That's just your neck, bud.
That's just your neck, bud. I did take one right before I came here, though.
Why would you take a pill that's supposed to knock you out before you do a 2-hour long broadcast?
No, this one's not knocking me out.
Oh, what's it do?
This is just a painkiller.
So what's it do? It just makes you not feel?
Yeah.
So you feel like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not working then.
No, I only took one. You need to take like three.
Take like three. You want me to go get some scissor?
Mm.
We can just pound that back, dude.
Let's do it, man. Drug show. Let's get it.
It's so good, dude.
That's just your neck, bud.
It's just your neck, bud.
Ballin's from Canada.
Yeah.
And every time he says bud, I always think of the Trailer Park Boys.
I don't know. Reference.
You need to watch that. It's about Canada people in a trailer park.
I didn't know Canada had trailer parks, if I'm being 100% honest.
Dude, it's great. Fucking Mr. Leahy is the funniest person.
I mean, I've seen like pictures of it and stuff. Like, there's this guy that had like a face that's like all
shit
squished.
Tornadoes coming to get you.
Okay, yeah, see, I don't...
It's great,
The
man.
Way she goes, is that a...
The way she goes,
yeah. See,
yep.
I don't know that reference either, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trailer Park Boys is great.
There's too many shows that are good.
Not good comedies.
You know, I watched...
There's like a handful.
Remember when I was talking about liquor ball sandwiches? Is that a Trailer Park Boys thing,
I
too?
Don't know, maybe.
Like, yesterday, I binged-watched all of Daredevil in one day.
Yeah, see, if you're doing that, you could watch Trailer Park Boys.
Well, it's the first time I've ever done something like this, because Chris was out of town. I didn't have a car. I had, like, three websites I needed to make. So I, like, got up at 7, and I did websites all day. And so Daredevil it came out Friday, so I watched the entire thing. It's the first time in years
that what, season 3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, season 3. And so I watched all 13 episodes in one sitting. And I don't think I liked it.
What do you mean?
I am tears or tears, not sure. Thanks for the 5 bits. So it says shout out.
I am tears.
Sean Ranklin.
Ranklin.
Okay.
The Sean of the Ranklin. Shout out, homie.
Okay. Anyway, so like I watched.
There you go, bud.
How to Get Banned. I mean,
who's about it? Who's Sean Ranklin?
I don't know.
Sheanne Ranklin.
I don't know, man.
Sean Ranklin.
I don't think you're saying anything bad.
I don't think so, right?
I think you just want to say his name on this show, which is a waste of everyone's time, because
maybe.
This show is not important enough to get a shout-out on.
Definitely not.
You know, you might as well literally...
That was a loss of 5 cents right
go
there.
To a field and just yell the name. More people are going to hear it.
Sean Ranklin!
Yeah. Anyway,
Crow's
I didn't like...
Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. The Scarecrow comes alive and is like, would you stop yelling? Please, I'm trying to sleep. So I watched all 13 episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Why not?
It felt like a long movie, and I didn't like it. Because, like, I'm not going to spoil... Well, I'm going to spoil a little bit, okay? But not, like, a lot. So, the Kingpin, Wilson Fisk, is the big bad again.
Really?
Yeah, right. So he gets out of jail in the beginning episodes, and then the entire series about putting him back in jail, which, a little bit of a spoiler, of course, they succeed. Okay, they beat the bad guy. What a shocker.
Is it still the same Wilson Fisk actor?
Yes, yes, okay.
So the guy from fucking Jurassic World?
Yes, yes. So they do that. And, like, the thing is that, like... sorry. Because I watched it all in one day, it didn't feel like I got to spend a lot of time with the villain. Like, he didn't seem menacing. Because they're always making progress to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of felt like he was a pushover. Because he got out and got beat in the same day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of felt less exciting. Or like, if I feel like if I would have spread it out over 3 weeks, I would have felt like, ooh, he's still out there being bad, you know? But like,
well,
7 in the morning, he's out.
Well, you just poked a hole in the bad thing about binge watching.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. And so I don't know if that's like
that's
just...
That's why Game of Thrones is doing it the way they're doing it, once a week. Because you want,
no,
you
I
want
think,
more.
I think they should still come out all
no,
at once.
You want more,
we
man.
Just shouldn't watch them all in one
no,
day.
Because people don't have the fucking self-control to do that, like you.
I have the self-control. I just said this is the first time I've ever done it. What do you mean, How many episodes of that stupid Tim Allen show are you? What did you watch this week?
Like 2 hours worth when I passed out, so...
Only 2 hours? Well, watch more, because I'm tired of that show being a part of your life.
Nah, then we still got more, bro.
I know you do. Get rid of him.
He just dressed up like Trump for Halloween. It's great.
That's such a bad show. It makes me lose a little bit of respect for you that you like it. But I can't, because...
Fuck.
I know, and I watch...
Take your respect shoving right up your
like,
vagina.
I don't watch all good shows either, so it's just like, I don't know, man. I just feel mad that you're... I think it's more about the thing that, like, I just feel like you're better than that, you know?
Are you disappointed?
I'm a little disappointed.
Don't give a shit.
You're wrong. It's amazing. Oh, well, Brit Code convinced me with that article... Where the F is my ravioli? 15 seconds long, 2,500 views.
Ricky!
Oh, is this Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
Rick, where the fuck's my ravioli? Ricky? Hmm? Ricky! My ravioli, I had 9 cans of ravioli in the cupboard. It's all gone. What'd you do with it?
What'd you do with it?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, what's happening?
I'm very confused.
Also, why is it, like, it's 5 minutes ago that happened? On the driveway full of hash? Trash?
Oh, yeah, that is hash.
What? I'm confused. Explain it to me. Also, good luck, Taylor.
They're drug dealers, or they get into the drug game at one point in time, and they make a whole shit ton of hash, and the way that they decide to hide it is by making it a driveway.
Well, then how do they get it back?
You just pull it up. Hash is, like, real hard.
All right, maybe is that on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should check that show.
It's kind of slow to get into.
That's okay.
But like Mr. Leahy is like the manager of the trailer park or something like that.
Okay.
And so he thinks like he's a cop, and then is busting these three dudes who are the main characters of the show. And then over the course of time, he just gets drunker and drunker and drunker and drunker and drunker, and then becomes the liquor.
Okay.
And it's the best thing I've ever seen.
I'm about to check it. I mean, I've heard great things about it. Like, Ballins told me to do it. I'm not going to do that.
Also, they pull out guns and just shoot at each other all the fucking time. Like, at the slightest little thing, they're just like, what the...
I don't feel like that's Canada. Is this going to change my opinion of Canada?
I think, yeah.
How close to the U.S. are they? Where do they live in Canada?
I don't know.
I wonder if Ball and Hobo knows. They have a couple movies as well?
Mm-hmm. They're a big deal, man.
So is this like Canadian television?
Yeah.
And it's imported here?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it an American show that takes place in Canada?
No, it's definitely Canadian, but...
Mr. Bean?
I think they made their own network to produce this on. I don't know how they got it released, because, I mean, there's a lot of fucks in it, man. There's a lot of cussing.
TPB. No, Canada, I think, is like the U.S. They don't have to worry about that.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah, I think... Or, sorry, like, England, I think. Not the U.S.
Anywho, like, after the fifth season or something like that, they got picked up by Netflix.
Okay.
And they made a whole... They're still making stuff, I'm pretty sure.
But it's still on Canadian TV. It's just being distributed here by Netflix?
Yeah.
You don't have any idea, do you?
No, like, the first 5 seasons
Seth,
were
just put it on the list, okay.
On Netflix from the Canadian TV, and then I think after that, Netflix funded... The other seasons to be made, because they might have gotten canceled or the TV station closed or something.
I gotcha. I Am Tears says, a viewer asked you two to watch a video and you're just shunned. Yes. Go start your own show and watch whatever video you want on it.
What? He asked of what video?
He wants us to look up a Sean Ranklin video.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. He thinks we'll care. We care so little.
Oh, well, now I care, because
I
want to know who the
all.
Fuck it is. I'm Googling it.
Don't do it. Why? Why would you do this?
Why?
God.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I want to talk about how much I hate you for Googling this.
Well, continue to
I'm
talk
keeping
about
that
it.
Nickel. That's my nickel now because of what you do. What you're doing. That's my nickel.
I don't think it's a person.
He said...
Oh.
Watch his most viewed video. Yeah, it's got to be a person.
Yeah, that's just his Twitch channel.
That's YouTube. This guy's Twitch? Or his YouTube?
Maybe. My guess would be, yeah. It's just a random YouTuber with highlights for playing games and shit. Yeah.
I'm going to take it as a compliment, dude.
Why?
That they think that we're big enough to promote that stuff.
Oh, I don't know. It didn't look like he was that big, so.
Well, he's got 6 views bigger than us. We got 22 subs on YouTube, man. Why would he come here to promote YouTube? This is Twitch.
I don't know if it's YouTube. That was just the first thing to pop up.
He said it's YouTube, man. don't know. Anyway, what were we talking
about?
El Papa
said YouTube, man.
No, do you read chat?
Mm-mm.
Let me scroll up. All right. All right. Okay. Read this one right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then read this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then read this one.
Yeah, huh.
Okay, and then this one and this one.
Why am I getting such negative feedback?
Okay.
Like on your video or in this chat? Because I could tell you why in this chat. On your video, I don't care.
No, we don't. I mean, you do apparently care.
No, I just wanted to know who the fuck it was. If it was some dude that we should have known.
Dude, we should know so much stuff. Hey, you guys want to watch a magic trick? Watch this.
Poof.
Dude, I love making people disappear. It's my favorite thing.
Hey, Thanos.
I am, dude. Like, we were, I think it was at El Papa's chat the other day. He had, like, a troll. And El Papa timed him out for, like, 10 minutes. And then he came back and he trolled. El Papa timed him out for 10 minutes. They came back and he trolled. El Papa timed him out for 10 minutes. He came back and he trolled. El Papa banned him. And, like, I think it was me and Milky Cold. Yeah, that's right. And we were just like, we don't tie people out. Just like, you make a typo that we don't like, boom, you're gone. It's just, I'm Thanos, man.
Yeah. Bringing down the gauntlet.
Like, it all depends on the mood I'm in. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if I want to play with the troll, I'll play with the troll a little bit. But generally, it's just,
get out.
You should have gone for the head.
Get out.
Snap, and then boom, chatter's gone. That's what it is, dude. We need to get a Thanos emote,
dread
El Papa, for banning trolls.
Run from it.
Can we make an emote that's the Infinity Gauntlet? That's
the
like
ban will come
that's like
the
your
same.
Head, Milky's head, my head, your head. I don't know whose head I said many times.
What the fuck would you do with that?
So it's like an emote. So when we ban people,
yeah, it's gonna look like just a gauntlet because it's six. It's 18 by 18 pixels.
Why do you gotta come in?
Why
here?
Do you gotta make the most detailed fucking? God, it makes me so mad. Like, if you wanted to make a t-shirt with that, sure. But a fucking emote? You can't see the emote. It's this big. It's that big. This big, chat! That big!
I wasn't going to ask you to make
it. No, that's fine. I don't give a shit. But nobody's going to see your face, his face, anybody's face. They're going to see a pixel of blue.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the idea.
Mm.
Hey, barbecue. How are you?
Mm.
Welcome to the show. I'm being yelled at right now. And
you should feel shamed.
Why can't we do it like El Pop? Why can't we do it like this, where he puts in like the four emotes, the face?
Yeah. Good luck.
Why can't we do
you
that?
Do that, man. You do that.
Well, I
ain't making that.
It was a bad idea.
That's where I draw the line.
I'm gonna snap El Papa. How about that?
Why would you? Why?
Because he said my idea was I'm gonna snap you and I'm gonna snap El Papa. Oh, you're okay. Both snapped. All right, you don't be on his side, okay? You remember earlier when he told you that you don't live more than Brit?
Yeah.
Remember who was your friend over
I'm
here?
I'm fine with that. He backed me up when your idea's shit.
A few lines of Lexapro. What's that?
Probably some weird shit. You probably shouldn't snort.
Yeah, good for you, man. Happy for your life. Like a Hydra emote with Seth's head, Colby heads, El Papa, Taylor, and Ren. That'd be good. You know, Colby just, I see his face, he's seething inside of the idea of making this.
I ain't making shit.
Not everything needs to look incredible.
I ain't making shit.
Like, some things can look bad, you know.
No, I
and
ain't
that's
making,
part of the kitchen.
I ain't making
by the way, we completely missed Korokov's 5 bits. Can I promote my snuff too? No. Not if it's the dog. No.
No. He did print it. There, I see it. It's right there.
I know, I see it. It's the dog.
It's a really creepy dog. You know, at first
I love
it was
that dog
cute,
first.
But then, yeah, no.
Here, we'll have to watch this. Hey, watch. Snap. I don't even know if this guy deserves it, but I snapped him too. I'm snapping everybody. Okay, I'll snap you.
Why are you snapping
I'm gonna
people,
snap
man?
Snap everybody.
God, you're the worst.
Why?
You're the worst. How are we supposed to grow our audience?
I don't want
if
these
you don't
people
allow
in our
these
audience.
People
dude.
To make dumb
we have
decisions.
Finite. See, look, here's another one.
Hey, don't snap the man who put 3 emotes in the chat. Don't do it.
Okay, all right.
Stop
all right,
it. Right, you're going to do it.
I won't snap.
You're going to do it.
I didn't snap him. Okay, I didn't snap him yet. Okay?
Uh huh.
But we have a finite amount of resources. Okay?
We don't. We can take everyone. We can take everyone.
Oh, see, watch this. See? Watch.
Oh, God.
Snap. I'm getting rid of him.
Why? Snap. You fucking did it!
I got rid of all of them. Snapped him. Snapped them. They're snapped.
So rude.
Snapped them.
So
here's another one.
Rude.
Here's another one. Snap. Please don't snap me. Okay, he said please. So there he goes. Snap them. I'll snap them, dude. I don't care. These people mean nothing to me.
They could be donating millions of dollars.
No,
man.
No, they won't.
You don't know that.
I do. I know for a fact. I know for a fact. Snap them all. Tier 3 sub, snap ya. I don't care. I don't care. These people don't exist to me.
All right.
They're paper people.
Now you got another one.
You, snap. See, that guy might have been fine.
These could have been all long-time listeners of the show.
They can listen. They don't need to chat. See, watch this. See, watch this. See? Snap. See? Snapped.
This is hilarious.
I could do this all day.
Troll fodder.
Look at this. Now, El Papa, see, to balance it out, make all things, see, El Papa, he wants to do this. See, watch this. See, watch. He wants to get in on the snapping. So now he can snap. El Papa, snap anyone you want, all right? Snap him. All right, watch this. Snap. Boom. Snapped. Snapped.
Yeah, you got him.
See, watch this. So watch. See, El Papa. See, you're taking too long. You got to snap these people.
I want to see El Papa do it. Okay, give him some time.
Sorry. All right, I'll let him snap
give
this
Give him
guy.
Some time.
I'll let him snap this.
How many motherfuckers can you get to be in a fucking just roll trade?
He probably told his Discord or something. And these people have no life, you know? See there, he snapped that guy. See? Hey. You get a lot. You want to snap some people?
Nah, I'm good. They haven't hurt me.
No, they don't have to hurt you. It's still fun. Still fun to snap them.
Yeah, no.
What's the point?
I snap them in my head. Kay. I snapped it back.
Well, so now that El Papa's snapping people on my behalf, I'm going to distract myself by telling you about this dream I had last night.
Oh, fun.
It's another one of these, man. I wrote it down because it's so weird. Okay?
I'm going to take a nap.
Why would you do this to me?
I love you. Let me hear your dream, friend.
Okay. Okay. So, first, maybe I should preface by saying this is, I think I had, like, the one weird, like, space dream, like, what, 3-4 months ago? Remember I had the one where I was, like, in the space station?
No.
Okay, well, I did.
Showed you how much I listened to it back then.
Okay, so this one is less weird than that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no. I remember a weird dream you said, yeah.
But it's still weird, though. Okay. Okay? So I had this dream. All right, the background is I'm in Montana.
Okay.
Okay, Far Cry 5, like map style, but it was Assassin's Creed. And I know this because I was the assassin.
Ooh.
And I spent like a good part of the dream taking out like bandit groups and stuff like that, just assassinating people.
Okay.
Okay? Like, and it was weird, because, like, I saw it like a map. You know, like, you open up the map, and I see an overhead view, and I'm like, there's that bandit, and then I go over there, and I kill them all. Okay, and then it marks off the map.
When did you stop playing Assassin's Creed this?
I played 56 hours of Assassin's Creed over the last, like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, it's in my mind. I literally had a dream. This is not related. I had a dream, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, right at the tail end of me playing Assassin's Creed, mm-hmm. where it was just me living my normal life, but every time I did something, the quest complete noise from Assassin's Creed would play. That I woke up in the middle of the night annoyed by that dream. Like, I remember, like, I would put away dishes, and every time I put a plate in the dishwasher, it was like, and I was like, God, stop with the quest, man! So, like, that actually affected me.
Okay.
But it's not out of the realm of possibility for my video game dreams, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's, you dream about work, I'm sure. It's the same thing for me. Like, mm-hmm. I dream about what I'm doing. So, I did that, but then it started to get weird. At some point, my uncle, my dad, and my cousin all show up, and they're like, let's go look around the map. So, we get in my uncle's car. And we just start driving, like, the outside road
mm-hmm.
around the map. All right? Like, you know, there's a loop around the entire map. We start driving. We drove past highways, cornfields, and, like I'm just in the car with the back seat of the car with my cousin. Like, we're just passing cornfields, and, like, cornfields are weird. Like, they're sponsored by, like, Colgate toothpaste.
Oh.
It's like, this cornfield is brought to you by Colgate.
You're in NASCAR cornfield.
It's very weird, okay? Right. And eventually we arrived at this intersection where this small school was. And, like, me in the dream goes, you know, this school looks kind of familiar. And then in dream me remembers that I went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it feels totally real. Like, I went to school at this school. Now, keep in mind, I'm in Montana. Okay, so it doesn't make any sense. But, like, me in the dream, like, starts to go into Inception-style daydreaming about memories I had at this school. Like, trying to remember, did I actually go here? And then I start having flashbacks to things that happened at school when I went to school there. But it's not me, it's alternate me in this dream. I don't know what's happening. But I remember, like, girls I had crushes on. I remember, like, field day, like, doing sports and stuff in the grass out front of the school. Like, these are all very vivid, real-life type memories. Okay? And I remember,
and this,
like,
is in dream you dreaming.
Yeah,
these,
like,
things.
Dream me is thinking back to when he was in school and remembering these things. So dream me is daydreaming.
Okay.
All right. And, like, I remember watching, like, educational videos, like, in science class. I remember being in science class watching videos of science.
So this is probably all your school memories.
I would imagine, yes. That would be, yeah, I would imagine. But in this dream, I was looking through a magazine that was, I think, a Disney magazine. Okay, it was huge, like a Sears catalog. It had all these products that had previews for Iron Man and Thor in it, like pre-Iron Man and Thor, like coming soon, Iron Man starts the Avengers, which doesn't make sense because I graduated in 05, which is before Iron Man was even a thing. So, like, and this was, like, grade school. Like, I'm thinking 7th, 8th grade. So this is way before Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I've also, like, de-aged or something, okay? And then it had a bunch of products. I can only remember, like, 5 of the products. But I want to know if any of these products are viable. Okay?
So they don't exist in the real world.
Right. Well, I don't think they do.
Okay.
So the first one I remembered was, like, you know Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
Okay? So it's the half part of his head, just a dome, like, mm-hmm. right below the eyeball. And inside's a bouncy house.
No, that's probably terrifying.
So,
to,
like,
children.
You walk into
his mouth.
I there was, like, a door and, like, his in between his eyes, and you walk in between it, and it's a bouncy house inside Mike Wazowski's skull cavity.
Oh, so not the lower part, the
no,
upper
it's
part.
The upper part.
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like if you cut a basketball in half and put it on the ground, and then you put, like, a little square door in the front.
Probably
inside
that's
a bouncy house.
That's somewhere.
So that's a thing. Captain Hook's flying galleon, an actual flying pirate ship.
Yep.
That one doesn't exist, because it's a flying ship.
I mean, you could put it in a drone form, probably.
Now, this one, I like the idea of this, okay? Giant Lego bricks. Like, I'm talking about a brick the size of a semi-tractor trailer. Like, I specifically remember playing with these in my dream. Like, I saw it from the overhead view, and, like, me and, like, 5 other kids are, like, taking these Lego bricks and, like, stacking them on top of other Lego bricks.
What in the fucking
what
hell?
Do you think of that as an idea?
No.
Like, we got, like, oversized Larn, you know, oversized Larn darts and stuff. You know? Don't like that idea?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Incredible Bland Flex Seal.
Hmm?
Mrs. Incredible Bland Flex Seal.
What is that?
You know the Flex Seal? Like, you spray the rubber onto things. But it's made, but Mrs. Incredible is, like, the mascot for it because she's stretchy.
No.
Come on, man. What about that one?
No.
What about that one?
Dude, I'm getting fucking distracted by these goddamn motherfuckers.
I mean, honestly, I'm amazed they have email addresses. Here, you know, can we do, let me do this. Is this something I can do?
Nope.
Here it is. This is what we'll do. this affects everybody, but we should be okay. Oh, that's 2 minutes. No, I don't want that. About, is it? There.
In 2 days and 12
okay,
hours.
Okay, so this one, this one says 2 days, 12 hours. This one says 1 hour. I don't know which one it is. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
There, we'll do that. I just,
that's better.
Someone remind me later to undo that. Thank you.
Nah, it will go away by the time we stream again. Right?
Well, yeah, but I don't want
Oh, is that all the time?
It's all the time.
Okay,
so now, like, if someone follows us and actually likes the show Thursday, they won't be able to talk until Sunday, and I don't want that.
Right.
It's fun.
I gotcha. Much better.
Right. So, okay. Anyway, the Mrs. Incredible Bland Flex Seal, I think.
Bland?
Brand. Mrs.
Keep saying
Incredible
Bland, man.
Bland Flex Seal.
There you go. Flex Seal.
You don't know Flex Seal, man?
No. Is that like the tape?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the guy puts it on a screen door,
right.
It covers the entire screen door in Flex Seal, and mm-hmm. he puts it on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
right.
that, but it's
okay.
sponsored by Flex Seal.
Gotcha.
Did Korkov really, is that true? Is that true?
What? That he...
That you used to analyze dreams, Korkov?
If so, yeah, we're both broken.
That's crazy. Okay, the last one I had, this one's the weirdest one.
Okay.
This one I specifically remember a commercial for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw it on TV during my dream. It's a golden spoon that has the ability to deflect rocket launcher blasts. Specifically, the commercial... An alien was riding on Captain Hook's flying galleon, and he deflected the Gjallarhorn rocket from Destiny with his golden spoon. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Is that the end of the list? Is that the end of
yeah,
the dream?
Yeah, that's all I could remember. Yeah, I did it. Well, I woke up, and I was questioning my own reality. Because,
so,
like, the school memories were so real, I had to, like, retrace my life. To think, did I actually go to school there?
Mm-hmm.
I had to, like, replay, here's where I went to school, so this didn't actually happen. Because it was so weird to have memories in a dream. That's what was weird about it. Like, the products and stuff, that was just weird residual crap. I probably have dreams like that all the time. But, like, yeah, like, he holds up the spoon, like, pew, 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 and then, you know.
Man, I'd say you're messed up, but... I think I had a weirder dream recently.
Okay.
That I can remember.
I don't know how this is possible, so let's hear it.
Okay, so me and Britt are trying to read before we go to bed now. To,
okay.
Like, make it easier to go
okay.
to bed.
Yeah.
And so I bought this book.
Okay. Is it political or something?
Yep.
Of course it is.
It's
why would you read a book that's just going to fill you with
it's
rage?
It's a short story. It's like it's a novel.
Okay,
it's fiction,
okay.
But it is definitely conservative because the name of the book is called Trigger Warning.
Okay,
and it's about this ex-army guy who goes to a really liberal college and has to deal with all the the microaggression cuck.
Okay.
Shit, whatever. There's a whole bunch of liberal words
okay.
used in there.
Well, those aren't liberal words. Those are words made by the right to describe liberals.
Yeah.
For the record.
No, they use microaggression.
I don't know that word. What's that mean? What's a microaggression?
Like if you were a transgender and I called you he when you prefer they or them or something like that, that's a microaggression.
Why is that aggressive?
Because you... To
that's
them,
not, that's offensive, not
you
aggressive.
Purposely
right?
called them by the wrong pronoun that they want.
Well, I would
to
think
use.
Though in this case, that person who wrote the book about being triggered probably did purposely call them by the wrong pronoun.
No,
I don't.
The
I don't
character get, in the book is
it's
very,
a book about getting triggered, about people getting triggered. That's exactly what it is.
Yes,
I'm triggered that you're triggered.
Anywho.
Can we change the name of the show to Mega Aggression?
Sure.
Like
I get you're a liberal. You're more on the left of a lot of topics.
Sure, yeah, I would agree with that.
But I mean, there are now far left and far right.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah,
well, I think there's always been. It's just
and
now
the far left
gives
is
them
the
voice.
Ones with the micro transgressions and.
I always think you're going to say transactions, dude. Every time, every time, it that triggers me. That's a microaggression to me, because I always hear that and I go back to my internet days.
Sorry, anyway,
what? Yes, okay.
It's about this conservative guy who's basically alone in a college with a whole bunch of liberal, way far left thinking people.
Okay.
So it's kind of trappy.
Okay.
Because in the book, he like sees this girl having a fight with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And then the boyfriend like grabs her, pins her down, and it's like she wants to go home by herself, but he's like, no, let me come back with you, and then like hits her or something like that. And then so the guy, the main character, goes out and is like, hey, buddy, get off her.
Okay.
And then she's like, what are you doing here? Get out of here. We can handle this.
Okay.
And then she gets mad at him for trying to intercede because he's the patriarchy. He thinks that because she's a woman, she needs protecting. Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho.
So what's the moral of that story?
The moral of the story is I read that book and then fell asleep. The dream I had.
No, I meant like, what's the moral of the tale you just told?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you supposed to learn from that?
Nothing.
He doesn't analyze the situation at all. He just tells you about the situation. He's like, I tried to save this woman, and then she told me she didn't need saving. And then the next story?
No.
Like, he doesn't talk about who was right or who was wrong.
There's more that comes into...
He could have done better, what she could have done better.
No.
Just to try to get along.
The boyfriend, because he's being violent, the main character is like, all right, you need to stop. And then he's going to walk away, but then the boyfriend, like, talks shit to him and then hits him.
Okay.
And then he's an ex-army guy, so he beats the shit out of the dude.
Yeah.
And then all these fucking...
That's the book equivalent
Antifa,
of my neck hurts because I went so hard at the gym.
It's a very... I looked up the author because
right.
I didn't know anything when I bought the book. It's an old white
Texas
man.
Of course
Texas
it is, yes.
Man. Old white
yeah,
Texas
yeah, Texas people, the worst, right, Obama?
Really bad. Real bad.
Right.
So, yeah, this is like this guy's like wet dream situation.
Right.
As he's a young dude who knows exactly how to murder people in very specific ways.
Isn't this what the left would call playing the victim? Like, he took a situation where the woman was in trouble, and then somehow he walks out being the victim of it.
Well, yeah, because he got hit first.
Well, he didn't. He got hit second, technically, because the guy hit the woman before he interceded.
Yeah, but in the fight between him and the other man, he was hit first.
Yeah. And then he had to show...
That's self-defense.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. Or he could have done nothing because he was in the military, you know.
He didn't kill the man.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to do anything.
No.
But he had to prove that he was in the military and he had to smack him.
Alpha male.
Yeah.
Regardless of all of this, just telling you where my mindset was at before I went to bed.
Yeah.
I went to bed. Went to bed.
Okay.
And then me and Britt... We're, like, in, like, Las Vegas, I want to say. It was kind of a setting like that.
Right.
In, like, our apartment or something. We were living together. And then she befriends this lesbian liberal lady. And then, like, starts, like, going off with her and doing separate things. And then, like, telling me to, like, fuck off. I'm breaking up with you. I'm going with her. And then she's, like, full-on liberal crazy person.
Okay.
Microaggression. And then I freak out. I can't think more about the damn it. There was more detail to this dream, but
that's why you should write them down, man. I think it's a recurring fear of yours that your girlfriend will leave you for another woman.
Recurring? It's happened once.
No, I feel like it's happened multiple times.
That's definitely happened once.
I have been drunk with you multiple times where Chris and whoever you've been dating at the time have gone off and put like into a bedroom by themselves to tease mm-hmm. us, and you've been like, you think they're going to come out, man? Like, worried that they're now dating. And you have been left behind. It's happened at least three or four times.
That is making shit up.
No, man.
Yeah.
I remember that. Because I specifically remember being like, I don't care. And you're like, man, I hope they come back. I hope she comes back to me. And then you start crying and you pull out like a notebook that's got My Little Ponies on it.
I'm going to kill you.
Is that a microaggression?
I'm not going to tell you anything anymore. Done talking to you.
I'm just trying to. Okay, so what's Britt reading? Is it a book about murder and rape?
No, it's a book about. Because
that's all
long
Chris
ride
reads. Okay.
By that one guy who wrote The Notebook.
No, it's a love story.
Yeah.
Why don't you get something like that, man?
Because, man, I want.
You are just.
I want people dead.
You're filled with so much rage.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you should maybe read some books that don't fill you with more rage?
No, I'm good.
Like, maybe read some books about how to control your rage.
No, I'm good.
Ball and Hobo, have a good one, man. I'm glad I got to see you for a little bit today. Hope there's no more pipes bursting. Good luck, dude. Lesbian lovers in space. Yep. That's way better than my dream. I mean, for the record.
No, it didn't feel like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, to you, because one of your deep-seated fears is that your woman will leave you for another woman.
So you say.
Korokov could tell us about that, because he used to analyze dreams. I don't know if that's true. I still want to know. Because if that's true, I feel like we need to get Korokov involved in analyzing some of our dreams. Because I still have that dream about me in space that I feel needs to be analyzed. Because I wrote it down, so I still have it. Go back and read it.
You're just weird.
Well, yes, I'm clearly weird. Clearly. Hey, bunny, how are you today? Clearly I am weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
That doesn't change the fact.
The fact of? What?
That I want my dreams to tell me how I'm weird.
Gotcha. No, I mean, what's it going to tell you?
I don't know. Maybe
you're weird.
Cut out starch? I don't know, man. I don't know. Honestly, it's a great question. I don't know what good could come from it.
Yeah, no, it's not going to tell you anything.
I don't think there's
going to
be any
know.
Good thing coming from it, but... I'm not totally sure. I'm not totally sure.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Anyway.
So, yeah. We both have weird dreams.
I'm still torn apart by your book.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just feel like there should... Like, I read books about, like, alternate views and stuff, but they always have, like, a recap of, like... I don't know. I guess I read more books about psychology.
Yeah, so you're reading the actual
non-fictional books. I want to know why this lady did what she did, why the boyfriend did what he did, and why the ex-Navy SEAL man-killer did what he did. And then I want an analyst to say why people act the way they do, how to defuse those situations, and what the best outcome could possibly be from all those bad variables. That's what I want to know.
It would have been a yes, smart idea to not interact with that couple once she made it clear that she was okay with what the situation was happening. Because then you're kink-shaming. They might be into BDSM, man.
I mean, you're right.
According to liberals.
But at some point, it's also... Like, it's in public. Like, yeah. there's a line between this is not my business and, hey, there's a woman being beat right in front of me, you know.
So he went to intercede. She didn't want him to intercede. And then the boyfriend, somehow, I forget what happened.
Well, the boyfriend's clearly aggressive. So we were talking about dreams, Bunny. I had a very weird one about a school that I actually didn't go to, but I did.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be more to it other than the fact that you had dreams about going to a fake school that you were dreaming
about. No, the memories of me at the school took up a lot of the dream. But, like, you're not interested in that. It's because I can't describe them to you.
Right.
Like, the parts were like, I remember field day. Like, that was an hour in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the crushes that I had there.
Yeah. Whenever you talk about dreams, it always makes you sound crazy.
Right. That's why I try to pick out details, you know, but I have, like, these weird vivid dreams occasionally, but not, like, a ton.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It might be all the cough syrup. It could be the cough syrup.
It might have been that.
It could be the cough syrup. I didn't have a lot of cough syrup yesterday, though. But it might still be in my system.
Yours,
I don't know, man.
Yours sounds fun, bunny.
Crazy dream tonight. Super violent with aliens. I about said abies and babies.
Abies and babies.
Abies and babies. Aliens and babies.
Mm.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, and see, like, I don't feel like those are out of the ordinary. What's weird to me is that it was, like, Inception. Like, me in the dream had dreams.
Yeah.
Like, do you think someone hacked into my head last night? Oh, Menace, maybe that was it. It wasn't you. It's alternate reality you who went to that school. I actually, you know what? Now that he says it, I thought about that. When I woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, I might believe in, like, reincarnation. Like, what if in a past life, that was me?
Yeah.
If alternate reality...
I don't think it's past life. I think it's multiverse.
Well, if that... I don't want to have dreams about me in the multiverse if the other guy has flying galleons and giant Lego bricks.
You don't know what can be... Fucking... There's a universe of everything happening.
That's what I'm saying,
possible.
Man. Mm-hmm. I want to be in that universe, not the one with trigger warning
don't
as a book.
Look at the grass is greener on the other side,
the
man.
The grass is clear. Would you rather
We're
be in the world
one.
Where Tim Allen makes TV shows redressed up as Trump or the one where there's flying pirate ships? Which one would you rather be
the
in?
The one where Tim Allen dressed up as Trump. Because
no,
he,
you wouldn't.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's just so...
No, I mean, there's probably better ones out there, but I enjoy the one we're in.
You know, we could actually... Do you want to talk real quick, speaking of horror? This is another Boston Dynamics thing. This is their robot head now.
I've seen another one, but this one's weird. I could see the lips trying to work, which is scary.
Like, look at it.
Did they just release this again?
Dude, I don't know. I haven't read the article. This is enough for me.
Well, didn't they just show a mask being put on it?
Yeah, I don't know.
The mask part.
Oh, well, here, here.
One of them.
No.
Why would you make it look like an old weird rapist?
I mean, I think all faces look like that before they're on something. Don't they? God, it's horrifying, man.
This is in Berlin.
They're speaking German. Maybe the face people are in Germany.
I don't know, man. I just want to see it actually work with the face.
Yeah, get your big old hands out of there and turn the thing on.
I don't give a shit how you put it on.
How long does it take to put a fake face on a robot? What was it?
That's it.
What was it?
Great.
What a terrible video.
What a terrible. Way to go.
Let's see. On Friday, Boston Dynamics shared its Instagram account a video from Chris Kunzman, who is a somewhat of a special effects legend because of the creations that come out of his shop in Germany. Kunzman shared a video recently titled Uncanny Valley Robot Animatronic Test Programming of Our Robot Head. And it certainly stirs the viewer. The uncomfortable feeling occurs when one looks at something that's not quite human. Boston Dynamics tells Inverse that Kunzman's work wasn't theirs, but that doesn't mean... Okay, so this isn't a... This isn't a Boston Dynamics robot. Great. So now there's multiple people. What is this guy's Instagram? I don't think there's video of it moving.
Click on one of the other fucking things.
Which one? All of these are horrifying. Here, what about this? This is a video, right?
How about his lips?
Oh, God! Oh! Oh!
That looks fun.
Dude, why? Why do we need this, man? See, El Papa hits me with that, too, dude. El Papa hits me with that. Oh my god, dude. Why do these things exist? Why do these things exist? I mean, some of this stuff's really cool, and then some of it is just really weird.
Yeah.
It's like he's got this awesome-looking dinosaur, and then he's got this replica of Matthew. Like, what is all this stuff?
Probably special effects for crazy horror movies and shit.
Dude, it's not okay, man. It is simply not okay. Wow. Wow. Well, that was a little less exciting.
Yeah, man. Way to go, man.
Let's talk about something that you'd be interested in. What about this, man? Game of Thrones shot a reunion bringing back former cast, dude.
What?
You excited?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't give a shit. What does it do?
It's going to be all the old Game of Thrones people getting back together, man.
What's it for? Like an interview or something?
Yeah, Sean Bean hasn't had to keep Game of Thrones secrets in a while, so it seems out of practice. Ned Stark actor let slip that HBO has secretly filmed a reunion special featuring past and present cast members. The one-off special was apparently shot in Belfast earlier this year while the cast was working on the final season and included Conan O'Brien as a host.
What?
They decided to all get the characters together for a bit for this big show in Belfast, and Conan O'Brien hosted the evening. Conan O'Brien did this thing. It was the last episode, so we all got together. It's funny work. You don't really keep in touch. Do so many types of work. Jobs, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so they're doing a reunion special, man. You don't care?
What is a reunion? Okay, so Conan's doing an episode with all of them in it, probably to what?
I guess just, like, reminisce.
The next season?
Yeah, reminisce on their, like, you know.
Why would they do it now? Are they just going to hold on
to... What's the final season? They're gonna reminisce about the last season, man. All right, we got problems in the Discord now.
Oh.
Why's this gotta happen to me, man?
Dude, I don't know.
How do I change this?
I don't know, man. He's fucking up the Discord. They're just so happy with themselves.
Oh, good call. But they're already in there.
Invites?
Now I gotta do all this, man. How do I like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta do all this, man. We gotta ban all these people. Don't people have things to do with their life?
Not apparently these people.
Problem is, there's like, I don't want to ban anybody that's like, you know, actually wants to be in the Discord, but like I don't know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you would think that they would be a little more creative.
No, of course not, dude. Troll, bad trolls are bad trolls, man.
Spam, suck.
That's how it goes, dude.
That really sucks for anybody who's with our Discord that has notifications on.
We're just gonna, here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna turn everything off real quick. Boom. Okay. Now the Discord's in read only. And then we'll worry about it later. Stewpod is this guy's name. Okay. There we go.
You guys think you're such hot shit, huh? Such hot shit.
I mean, it only took, what, 3 minutes to fix?
Yeah.
You know, it's just annoying, you know? It's just annoying. Those are the people that make streaming not fun, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not fun, it's just... Colby wanted them to stay. Yeah, let's all focus on that.
Hey, maybe if we did that, they wouldn't have joined the Discord to spam the shit out
that is,
of it.
That is not accurate. No. No.
I think I might have.
No.
I think I might have held them back from that.
No. I don't think so, man.
What other stories you got over there, man?
Other stuff. Okay, first of all, how are you not excited about the Game of Thrones, man? You don't care?
I don't give a shit.
You're the biggest Game of Thrones fan that, you know, there is.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know what that is. I don't know what they're gonna do. They're just gonna talk about it. I've seen them talk about it. Just give me the fucking new season.
Okay, man. You're too mad about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
To care about new Game of Thrones.
Yes. Okay. Don't care.
All right. Hey, what about this, man? You care about this? Mega Millions, $1.6 billion.
Yeah, no, I didn't win, so no, I don't care.
Come on, man.
I have two tickets, and neither one of them won anything. So.
I mean, two tickets, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a lot. You gotta try again?
No.
Chris, did you buy a lottery ticket earlier?
No.
See?
Didn't somebody win?
No, no one's won yet.
Wow.
That's what it says, at least. There's another chance to become America's next billionaire. There's no winner Friday night. Jackpot's $1.6 billion for Tuesday's drawing. If the winner goes with a one-time cash option, they'll receive $905 million. The game's jackpot has now rolled for a few months, total of 25 times. No one has won the Mega Million jackpot since July 24th, when a group of 11 workers split $543 million. Jackpot grew more than $400 million since Tuesday night, when the payout would have been $667 million. Washington, will also be a big winner. The federal government takes 25% before the check is handed. Dude, why is everything got to be about politics, man? You know how much $400 million is to the government?
It's nothing.
No.
It's nothing. What is that, one bullet?
It's probably not even one bomb.
I don't know, man. Wouldn't it be great, though, to win $1.6 billion?
Yeah.
So they made it. I think the reason it's so big is that they made the tickets more expensive. They also increased the numbers, like, that could be rolled. So, like, it's now less odds for you to win.
Mm.
Like, $1.6 billion, though, dude.
Why? Why would they make it harder? It's already hard enough to win the fucking lottery.
If you won, would you be a little upset?
Also, what are they going to do? They have to set aside that money anyways, right?
What do you mean?
They can't use it.
What do you mean they can't use
it? The government.
Well, it just goes into the... It's probably part of the budget.
Yeah.
Lottery is just budget.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, why make it harder?
I mean, if you won the lottery, mm-hmm. would you be a little mad that you weren't a billionaire?
No, what? What do you
like,
mean?
Like, $940 million. Like, you're $60 million short of a billion. Like, wouldn't
no,
you,
I would not give a shit. I would call myself a billionaire.
Wouldn't be a little upset?
I would call myself a billionaire.
But you're not a billionaire.
I don't give a fuck.
You can't
I'm Trump.
Do that. You're Trump?
I'm Trump.
Just gonna say you're a billionaire? Yeah. But everyone's gonna know you're not.
Close enough, bro.
But you're not a billionaire, though.
Not everyone. Kansas actually has an anonymous lottery winner policy, so I wouldn't announce who I am, and I'd go around to people being like, "Yeah, I'm a billionaire."
Yeah, but I would know.
I don't give a fuck about you.
But I'm the. I would know.
I don't give a fuck about you. You don't have enough reach on the internet for everybody to know.
Hey, man, tell the trolls.
Yeah.
They're real obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Would you give me some money if you won?
No.
Come on.
No.
Not even a little bit. What would you do with your lottery winnings?
$1,000 to your channel.
All right.
One day, and you'd be like, "What? Oh my god!"
I'd take that, man.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, you guys heard it here. Okay, so when he does actually win the lottery, and he doesn't donate, and then he'd be like, "I didn't say it." I want you guys to remember that.
Did you actually just clip that?
I did. I'm gonna clip it
just in case. I'm never gonna win the lottery. Never.
You tried to play it though.
Yeah. No, I didn't. People at work got a ticket.
Okay.
And then my dad got me a ticket.
Okay.
So. I was just
but you and Britt not playing at all?
No.
Really?
No. I'm not spending $2 on lottery tickets for the chance to throw away $2.
It's $1.6 billion, bro.
I don't give a flying shit how much it is, man. I ain't winning it.
Okay. It's $1.6 billion.
I know life. It ain't going to let me win that.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Marvel or do you want to talk about Apple?
Apple, man. What's
right.
Apple up to?
They got an event coming up, man.
Oh, they got the half-toned Apple. Look at that.
Yeah, it's been specky. Look at this. So there's more in the making, and they have several different icons.
What the fuck?
So now it's fancy Apple invites. Everyone got something different.
So what? Now they're just doing Google drawings, or
I don't doodles? Know. Dude. Well, everyone thinks it has to do with the Apple Pencil because it's all artistic and you know stuff. Apparently. What it says is the tech or whatever, invitation sent out to the media, coming with varied designs, Apple logo, minimal in detail, scribbled names we're making. Okay, we're giving away a little. It's widely expected. The company will be introducing new iPads and MacBooks. Apple has traditionally unveiled updates to these lines at this time of year, save for a number of announcements during last year's Worldwide Developer Conference. At the event,
so we're already to this other one. Did they do three this year?
Yeah, they think they always do three.
They always do three.
Yeah, they do the watch.
Where the fuck have I been?
And then they do the WWDC, and then they do the iPads. Like they do the watch, right?
No.
Now what do they do in the early one, the March one? They usually have one in March.
I thought the March one was all software.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's where they do the new iOS and the OS X previews, and then they do new hardware. Phones and watches in June, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, they just did that.
Yeah.
So they've done four this year.
They've done three.
They've done three already. This will be the fourth.
No.
They didn't do one in the spring.
They did one in the spring.
So they had this the spring, WWDC, and then they just did one for the iPhone X.
No, not in the spring. WWDC is the one in June.
Right, but that I did one before one. That, right?
No, that was the first one.
I'm going to have to look it up.
That was the first one.
Let's see. Apple conferences.
Unless that one was like HomePod TV or something. I don't know.
Let's see. Does this show a history of them?
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, March 27th. So they did one March 27th. They did one June 4th. They did one September 12th. And now they're doing another one in October.
What the fuck was the March one?
I don't know, man. Explore the new iPad, which now supports Apple Pencil.
So why would they think they would do another iPad one this year?
Dude, I have no idea. Why do we need all this crap? All new tablets would be iPad Pros coming 11, 12.9 inches. Says Touch ID, Face ID on the iPad. They're also going to do new Macs. Entry-level Mac to be a successor to the MacBook Air. Professional-grade Mac Mini, both of which were also speculated upon during the iPhone launch of September 12th. Judging by the colorful doodles on the invites, can be expected that Apple will be unveiling some new software for its tablets, particularly a version of Photoshop, which was recently demonstrated and slated to ship for the iPad Pro in 2019.
So you're telling me I could use Photoshop on the iPad now?
Yeah.
Like actual Photoshop?
That's what they're saying.
Why that hasn't been a thing for the last
also, it's taking
years.
Place in Brooklyn, which is apparently new and different and a big deal.
Yeah, that's weird. Why wouldn't they do it at their brand new their spaceship?
Man? Maybe they want to give those West Coasters, man, or East Coasters some stuff to do.
Maybe.
It's weird, though. They did four.
Yeah.
Even rewrite. It's too many.
Yeah, man.
It's too many, man. Okay, so Iron Fist. You see this? Iron Fist canceled.
Yeah.
Also, Luke Cage canceled.
Good.
So, what do you think, man? Are they canceled because they're bad? Are they canceled because Netflix is mad that Disney is doing their own streaming service? Or do you think Disney canceled them because they want to bring them to their streaming service?
Which one is it? There's no other available options.
I think Disney canceled them.
You think so?
Yeah.
And so they can bring them to their service?
No, they're going to phase out the shows that...
You think they're just going to get rid of them on other things?
Yeah, no, they're going to phase out the shows that Kevin Feige's not in charge of.
Oh.
Yeah, because the other but TV there's a, guy but there's who a... doesn't like Kevin Feige is running these.
Right, but then he's going to have nothing to do?
Yeah, no, they're going to fire his ass.
Well, why wouldn't they fire him first?
Because that would lead to
okay.
shit.
Okay, well, know. I mean, Iron Fist Season 1 was garbage. People generally hated it, right?
Sure.
And then Iron Fist Season 2, I haven't watched it, but supposedly it was supposed to be very good.
Really?
Okay.
All I know was he was the worst part of The Defenders, and that's why I didn't watch it, is because it started out with him.
Okay, Luke Cage Season 1 supposed to be pretty good. Luke Cage Season 2, not as good.
Okay.
Daredevil Season 1... widely considered to be one of the best Marvel series ever.
Yes.
Daredevil Season 2, not as good.
Yeah.
Daredevil Season 3, widely considered to be one of the best series ever.
Okay.
Okay. And then Jessica Jones, I think they really liked Season 1. I don't think they really liked Season 2, but I think it was still liked. I'm not totally sure. I'm not a huge Jessica Jones fan.
I haven't watched any of them other than Daredevil.
But we're going to get Jessica Jones.
And Punisher.
Well, and Punisher Season 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jessica Jones Season 3 is coming out. And Daredevil Season 3 just came out. So I guess if we get, like, Daredevil Jessica Jones canceled,
mm-hmm.
then the question is, like, I get what everyone's asking online is, are they going to bring these Marvel shows to Disney and keep them, like, rated R?
Cause, I don't know.
Because could you bring the Punisher to Disney streaming?
Fuck no.
You don't think?
No. Punisher is brutal.
But I guess I would argue that if you're going to bring... Deadpool
mm-hmm.
into the MCU
yep.
and keep it rated R,
yep.
then why couldn't they keep the TV shows like they are?
Are they going to keep it rated R?
That's what they say. Mm. I mean, they've said that. I mean, who actually knows? I thought Venom was going to be rated R too, but, you know.
Venom can suck.
Well, Venom made a ton of money, man. They're going to keep making them, yeah.
Great.
I know.
Great.
Yeah, it made a ton of money. Are you okay over there?
Oh, that's just stupid. I don't like movies anymore. I really don't. The only reason I give a shit about movies now is literally the Marvel Universe. I'm just so invested in, I have to know where it goes.
Right. Well, you don't, though. I mean, after Infinity War 2 comes out,
right,
you could jump ship.
Stop.
You mm-hmm. could.
I don't know. It depends on how good Captain Marvel is. I want to see the last Spider-Man, or the, not last, but the second.
Far From Home, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think that means?
Far From Home? Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's on a field trip. Mm. Like, he goes with a school. And so I think they filmed in Venice, I think, and, like, London and stuff. So I think he's,
what?
Like, on a European trip.
God, fuck that. Fuck that.
Why?
Because he's a New York superhero. He ain't no fucking Europe superhero.
Well, I think that's the part from Far From Home.
That's stupid. Make one where he's actually in New York for once.
They did. That was called Homecoming.
No, that one was fucking Washington.
They had one scene that was in Washington, D.C.
He was in Washington.
The beginning of the movie, the ferry was in the Washington, D.C. The in battle was in Washington, D.C. There's 20 minutes where he's in Washington.
There's a lot of Washington.
Everything else is in New York. I just see you raging over there.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Just mad. Then they say that they were going to push Guardians of the Galaxy 3 to production in 2020 or something like that?
We didn't talk about this on the show, but everyone I think knows it by now, but James Gunn is on Suicide Squad 2 to write it.
Yep. What a terrible...
Does this make you lose a little bit of respect for James Gunn?
Yep.
Because it does to me, and for two reasons. One, I feel like Suicide Squad's beneath him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And also, I feel like he just did it to spite Disney.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that's two things he didn't need to do.
He might need the money.
You think he needs the money?
He might need the money, man.
Yeah, but he's still a producer on all of the Marvel stuff, isn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think he needs the money, man.
I don't either.
I guess you could never have enough money, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're Colby, and then you just round up, say you're a billionaire no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can take that.
All right, man. Well, we also got Black Widow over here. She's going to make $15 million for a Black Widow movie.
That ain't enough.
You don't think so? It says, salary is what Chris Hemsworth each earned for playing Captain America and Thor in this year's Avengers Infinity War. Evans and Hemsworth also nabbed the same $15 million for Captain America Civil War and Thor Ragnarok. Marvel typically doesn't open up its wallet for first outings. Robert Downey Jr. only took home $500,000, blah, 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 blah. Although the numbers would be astronomical, even debilitating for most stories, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, it says, most knowledgeable sources confirmed Johansson's Black Widow pay, figure to the Hollywood Reporter, our Marvel spokeswoman. Spokesperson in response to the story said in a statement, Marvel Studio disputes the accuracy of these numbers, and as a matter of policy, we never publicly disclose salaries or deal terms.
Hmm.
So, to me, I don't really care that she's making money. What's interesting to me is that she's getting a movie. Like, how is that not the headline?
Because the headline in today's age is, are the women getting paid the same
well,
as
yeah,
the
but
men?
I'm happy about that, but like, now we know we got Spider-Man coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got Black Panther 2 coming up. We got a Black Widow movie coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, what's the other thing? Guardians?
Yeah. Captain Marvel. Did you say that one?
Well, I mean, that's technically not after Avengers, though.
No.
I mean, like, post-snap movies.
Post-snap.
Like, those are the only ones announced, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even Guardians is kind of iffy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, it surprises me because everyone's like, hey, after the fourth Avengers, all the Avengers are going to retire. But then if Black Widow has a movie, she's obviously not retiring. But if she's sticking around, then doesn't it make sense that Banner sticks around?
I don't know.
Doesn't it make sense that Hawkeye sticks around? You know?
I don't know, man. I'm tired of speculating.
Well, I feel like if they don't cold turkey all the old people...
Why all of them?
Because if they don't, then we're still going to expect the old people to show up in some capacity.
Not
if
you Scarlet, kill
them. If everyone's like, oh, I'm Captain America, I'm so tired of fighting, I'm going to retire. Yeah, I'm Iron Man, I'm tired of fighting too, dude. Yeah, I'm, who else?
Those are the only two.
Well, that backfired on me.
Thor, Hawkeye. That's it.
Because Thor isn't retiring.
Hulk. So. There's going to be another Thor.
Yeah, you're right then. I guess it wouldn't be weird at
all. What's Watiti doing? Isn't he doing something?
He's doing Star Wars, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
What about Star Wars?
The Mandalorian.
He's doing The Mandalorian?
He's directing an episode, I think. I don't know if he's writing it, but he's definitely directing it. And then he's also rumored to pick up Guardians 3.
That's right. That was the one that I was thinking of.
Which would be fine. I mean, out of everybody, I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
You think Korg could show up in Guardians 3, man?
God, that'd be sweet.
Wouldn't that be great? I'd love that, man. I'd love it.
Piss off, Ghost.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Avengers 4 leaks, man?
No.
They showed, like, toys and stuff now, and everyone's got quantum suits on, and Valkyrie is in there, and from Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, really?
You know, Tessa Thompson's character, she's there, and the big one was Gwyneth Paltrow. It plays a character called Rescue, basically also
good
in, like,
Christ.
An Iron Man suit as well.
Kill me.
Why?
Who needs that?
Why don't you need it?
Because fuck her.
Why? You don't like Gwyneth?
She was, yeah, she was like, ah, you know what, I'm done kind of playing that character in a couple of these movies, I don't want to do it. Oh, how much money did you make on Infinity
War? If you do that, you gotta say the same thing about Chris Evans.
Oh, let me come back.
Because he was done, too.
Yeah, but no, he wasn't.
Yeah, he's done.
No, he was in every fucking movie they wanted him to be in. She wasn't. She wasn't in Avengers.
What? What?
She wasn't
she
in,
was
Avengers
in Avengers
2.
She wasn't in Avengers 2.
Yeah, that was the one. That's it. She wasn't in Civil War.
She wasn't. That's true. But she was in Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, for like a fucking scene.
Well, how much do you need of her, man?
Not a character in Infinity War 2. Not that much. I ain't complaining about her tiny ass shit. Stay the fuck out completely. Don't come back when all the money's just ripe right there. Just for the taking. Oh, yeah,
welcome
Marvel,
back,
I actually want to, I want to be a character now, please.
Hmm, I can't do the Kermit voice anymore. I don't know where it went.
It sounds a little Kermit. He still is not as good, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm Kermit. Kermit the Frog.
What?
I just see how long you'd keep it going. I just want to know how long I could stare at you and you'd keep doing it.
Worst.
Before it was over.
Yeah, fucking worst.
You're like, you look like that dog on Instagram. Have you seen that dog? You know what dog I'm talking about?
No. God, yeah, the dog on Instagram. Yep.
Yeah, that was a
comes
terrible.
Right to my brain.
That was like a grandpa description, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
God, what's the name of that dog? His name is Mr.
That dog on them there Instagram. That Instagram, you know, the Instagram. The gram that's
God,
instant.
What's the name? There he is. There he is. Mr. Bubs, dude. Mr. Bubs. Have you seen? Have you,
I think, yes, I've fucking seen
I
this.
I think this is it right here, dude. This one?
It's a meme.
Yeah, look at this dog, dude. I don't know why there's no audio. Look at him. He's like all angry. And then this is the face Colby just made. And then he gets mad again.
That is a fat dog.
That dog kills me. Literally, I'm dying.
Dog.
Oh, God.
You okay there, friend?
No, I'm dying.
Kermit needs more hog. Needs more hog? What does that mean, Menace?
It's a 1 out of 10 Kermit needs more hog.
Fucking, I don't know what that means.
Oh,
okay.
Means needs more hog, man.
Okay.
Needs more hog. All right, I'm out of topics.
Oh, you're out of topics?
Yeah.
I bought a thing called Muscle Box.
What's that?
A monthly box that sends you stuff for muscle stuff.
Okay, let's Google it.
Except it's really shitty because it doesn't tell me when I'm going to get my box. It doesn't give me a tracking number. It's already taken my money.
If you think it's fake?
No, but I just think it's a really shitty service that doesn't tell me when I get my fucking shit. And I'm really mad about it.
Which muscle box is for you?
Mad
which,
about it.
Which
let's
one did you get,
it.
Man?
Let's talk about it.
Did you get the muscle box, the Miss Muscle Box, or the protein muscle box?
I got the Miss Muscle Box.
No, you didn't.
No, I got the regular one.
This one?
Yes.
Okay. See what you get, man. 65, okay, 20, I thought I said 65 bucks a month. I was going to be like, oh my God.
No.
Okay. So it's, what, 25 bucks a month?
Yeah.
Okay, 25 bucks a month. What is, oh, here's some previous ones. Can't click on them to see them bigger. So what's it come with? What is this crap? I don't know what this is.
It's like protein bars.
You get a shirt?
Yeah, the shirt.
Can you have a box that doesn't have a shirt in it?
No.
It doesn't exist, right?
No, definitely not. Well, that last one there, it's got a pair of shorts. That's it. It's not a shirt. It's shorts.
You got me, man. You're right.
Yeah.
You got me.
Dude, if I get a tiny-ass pair of shorts like that, I'm going to flip a bitch. No, it's not.
Muscle Box is the hottest
other
fitness
boxes
essential
that do
on the
exactly
internet.
Exactly this.
The latest motivational tool to get you to the gym and keep you there.
That's not what it does at all.
Featuring everything from gym apparel to supplements to workout plans. The Muscle Box team brings all your fitness and bodybuilding needs together in one convenient place. With an average retail value of more than double the price of a muscle box, get yours today. What are you waiting for? I mean, dude, this literally looks like this thing. It comes with like three protein bars, a lanyard, a bag of chips, a thing of protein powder.
Where do you see a lanyard?
Isn't this a lanyard?
Those are muscle straps.
Okay, what about over here? A bag of chips,
mm-hmm.
Three protein bars.
Yep.
Whatever that is.
That's the workout plan.
Okay, what's that?
I'm assuming that's some sort of thing.
And a shirt.
Yeah.
If you take the shirt out of there, man, that's worth like, what, $15?
Nah.
You sure?
Those protein bars are expensive.
Well, be sure to bring it in, man.
Well, yeah, man, I'm just seeing. I might cancel it because, yeah, this could be dumb. But
when are you supposed to get your first one?
Fucking show up! I don't know!
How long ago did you order
it? I don't know! I ordered it last Sunday, so a week ago today. And I don't know if I'm going to get the box that came out at the beginning of this month or if my first one is going to be 1st of November.
How fast did they charge you?
Immediately.
Like, immediately.
Immediately.
Right? Then you should get this month's box.
You would think.
So, hypothetically, if you were to cancel your box today,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd get November's box? Probably not, right?
Oh, if I don't get a box?
No, I'm just saying.
And they keep my money?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to
like if you
file
cancel today,
it with the fucking government to drone strike their warehouse.
Oh my god.
Just fuck that.
That's a little extreme, man.
I don't
man.
Give a shit.
A drone
you
strike?
You steal my money and not give me what I bought.
It's $22, man.
Yeah, man. I know. That's worth multiple lives.
Oh, my God. How much is a life worth for you?
5 cents.
5 cents? My God. You sure you don't want to pedal that back a little bit?
Nope.
All right. I'm going to stick with 5 cents. Open the first one on the show so we can either laugh at Colby getting completely ripped off or see how sweet it is.
You guys are all going to think I'm getting ripped off because you're like, protein bar, that ain't shit.
I don't think that's true. Maybe me.
Yeah, you.
But not chat in general.
You, specifically you.
No.
Yeah, you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, you.
No.
You're the worst.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
No.
Gonna stab.
Don't stab me. My head! Will you open the first one on the show, man? Or are you
no.
too you too self-conscious?
No, I will bring it, and I'll show you what I got. But I'm
opening
the second I get it.
Yeah, see? Bowen says, I work out too, man. I have two big jugs of Isoflex.
I don't know what that is, Bowen.
Well, then he's probably better than you, then.
Isoflex.
It's Canadian stuff.
I'm assuming it's like a pre-workout or a pump.
Isoflex, man. Look at that. Look at that stuff. It's protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Anything that comes out of a bottle like that, you know, is manly.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I have a bottle of mayo chip.
It's mayo chip?
A mayo chip.
What's that?
It's mayonnaise and ketchup blended together.
That's disgusting.
It is so good. It's great. We've replaced ketchup with it, man.
That's disgusting.
It's great. Go try it.
Yeah, ketchup wasn't bad enough. Now you're going to
you don't like ketchup?
Mayonnaise into it.
You don't like ketchup?
Ketchup is fine. It's not great for you. But then you add mayonnaise into it, and then you make it a fucking shit sandwich.
You know what else isn't great for you? Vaping.
Vaping has not been proven to be bad or good for you.
And yeah. Why you do it then? Huh?
Because I like it, and it keeps me sane.
Because you're addicted.
If it wasn't for this, I'd murder you.
Because you're addicted, isn't it? You're addicted
yeah.
to it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
also, I'd murder you.
Addictions are bad, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Talk about you and your gaming.
That's not addiction. That's my job.
You're addicted to The Witcher.
I am addicted to
yeah,
The Witcher.
See, so back off.
Have you guys had honey dill sauce? No. Haven't heard of that.
Get ketchup vape, Menace. You want me to die?
Yeah. I don't know what this is, Bon. Never heard of this.
Is it honey mixed with pickles?
I don't know. Oh. Honey mayonnaise dried dill. It is unique to Manitoba, Canada. How can a sauce be unique to such a small area? Isn't that weird?
I don't give a shit. You Canadians are
It was mistakenly invented by a popular local diner located in downtown Winnipeg. Cool. Never heard of it. Honey dill. All right, do it, Ballin. Do it. All that Canadian slurpage.
I'll slurp up some Canadian mayonnaise.
What is happening? Yeah, but you can get buffalo sauce everywhere, Menace. Like, this says it's unique to Manitoba. That's weird, dude. That's weird. All right, let's end the show. My voice is going.
Dude, we got 15 minutes,
you pussy. I gotta take it easy, man.
You're a vagina.
Oh, this is the wrong song, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's not. You did it on purpose for the 15,000th time.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
What you looking at right now?
I'm on Instagram.
Any particular thing you're looking at? Or no. It's just
not even loading. So.
It's what you get. It's what you get. Okay, guys. Colby's not complaining, so I'm going to put this extra Indian music today. I wish that the children could. Yeah, see, he doesn't care. Thanks for watching.
Thanks, guys. We're dealing with that troll situation.
Yeah, we'll be back on.
Papa, way to get those
snap.
Motherfuckers out of there.
Snap. We'll be back Thursday. It is the final day of Colby Plays Games. And,
spooky edition.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, that. Sorry.
Not
right.
Just in general.
You're right. Sorry. It's the last one where we're scared. The next week, Colby gets to pick something.
What if I pick out last two?
You won't. You won't do that.
I won't, because I have to play it.
You got to pick something like Barbie's Dream House, just something real easy for us to digest.
Mm-hmm.
But so we'll have that poll up on the Twitter, the Discord on Monday. They're going to vote for Outlast 2. I mean, it's going to be Outlast 2, Alien Isolation, and The Evil Within. They're all going to vote for Outlast 2.
I mean, Evil Within looked terrible as well.
Like, scary-wise? Like,
yeah.
You don't want to play? Okay.
It's also, it's much gorier and same level of scary, too.
No, I don't want any of those games.
No, me neither.
So, that's your last chance.
I don't know what Outlast 2 is.
Outlast, but again,
yeah, like,
I guess, I don't know.
What's creepier than a fucking mental institution?
The one where a guy can walk through the wall and with a giant rake and hit you. You don't even remember.
I mean, yes, no, that one was the worst,
yeah,
too.
That was awful. They're all awful.
You got 10 minutes left, man. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I give a fuck. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, we'll be back Thursday with that. And otherwise, hopefully I'll be 100% health by
then.
Yeah,
get better, you fucking tool.
I hate breathing. It's the worst.
Probably get like a...
inhaler? No.
Yeah.
I just need my throat to not be not lubed. That's what I need, so... But anyways, thank you guys for watching today. We appreciate you. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thursday.
8 o'clock Eastern.
8 o'clock
we'll do an episode.
Eastern.
Oh, you didn't dance again today, man.
Do an episode.
Thursday, you're dancing.
That's great.
Okay. Menace, remember it, all right? Remember it. Or don't, and I get to keep his money.
You get to keep shit.
All right.
Promise of me dancing got them to give that. Actually, none of that made them give that much money. They were just in a war with each other.
That's not what they'll say.
That's what I'm saying that they're
saying. But
that's
not what they're going to say.
I don't give a fuck.
And they gave money.
Because I know what happened.
You can't prove that they didn't do
it. I can prove it.
You can't.
I can.
How are you going to prove it?
Because the show is recorded.
Might disappear. Anyway, guys, we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for hanging out today. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.